You're listening to the Go Birds Podcast.
Elliot Jordan Parks, James Seltzer with you, brought to you by Ashley. Shout out to Ashley, the best furniture company to ever exist. I was going to say out there now, but in the history of the world. That's how I feel about Ashley.
Well, on a pod where we will be ranking movies, Toy Story movies.
You're damn right we will.
Yeah, this will be a good for you.
It's coming later.
Putting Ashley first.
Yes. Oh, well, of course.
I do think, here's a thought. You'll won't like this one. Oh, I don't know if Ashley will. Ashley will probably like it.
Well, let's hope they do. There's no reason to like antagonize the sponsor when they first. We're so excited to have them part of the show. And Elliot's like, hey, I'm going to antagonize you.
Well, no, I think they'll agree with it. Okay. I think one of the most important parts of a movie is the experience when you're doing it. Like if you're sitting on a really comfortable chair, like, so, you know, you have a great blanket.
I don't disagree with this at all. I don't disagree with this at all. I think how you might like a movie more because you're more comfortable watching it. And I will say, comfort really matters to me. Like, well, I am really like, I care about what I sit in and what I, you know, lean on and whatever. It really matters to me. So
a current issue I'm having
with shout out to Ashley and get comfy and cool looking stuff.
Current issue I'm having with my couch, which is why we will probably be getting a new one from Ashley, is the, you know, like when you sit back on a couch, there's like those cushions there or whatever.
Yes.
They're like kind of dented in a little.
Oh, no.
So like you have to flip them all the time.
Tough.
You know what I'm talking about?
I do.
And like when I look over, like you can't really see
tough
Kristen.
Scene.
Yeah. So it's been an issue. I love the couch, but we'll have to take a trip to Ashley.
Okay. Well, definitely. And everyone should, because Ashley is phenomenal. All right. Let's talk some over unders. I have some in front of me.
Perfect.
Now it depends where you look. Some places
are, to do the pod if you didn't.
So, well, some places are doing the, you know, 10 plus wins minus 240, 12 plus wins plus.
Right.
And like not giving you an actual over under, but giving you ranges.
Yeah.
That's not going to cut it for podcasting. So I don't know if these are right or not, but we're going with
it. Well, give me the first example.
Well, it's from a site that compiles all of them.
Okay.
So I think it's pretty good. I mean, it's a betting site. We're good on this. So should we just dive in?
Well, just like tell me what the Arizona Cardinals is, and then we'll decide if this is the best way to do it.
Okay, hold on. The Arizona Cardinals are either 3.5 or 4.5, depending on where you look.
Okay, this is a good way to do it.
Yeah, it's good. Okay.
I'll
tell you when some books have it at different spots so we can kind of gauge on that.
Man, being a Cardinal has to be such a good life. Like, no one cares if
you're talking about the bird. I agree. They're cool birds.
Would be a good bird to be. Probably a top 5 bird. Unique color. Good.
Cardinal plays a role in Disclosure Day.
The Cardinals, I think, are going to be horrendous. Like, they're in a tough division. They'll probably,
they'll be the worst,
probably lose every game in the division. Like, you never know. But the fact that Jacoby Brissett, I haven't seen the most recent,
unbelievable,
is like the big issue they're having right now. Now, I am in on Carson Beck. I think he is a winner.
I think he has
some Jalen aspects to him. But I don't think he'll be in a very tough. Yeah, that's not great. Yeah. But who knows how true that is. Right. But I can't imagine he's admitted he doesn't watch film.
That's what he said. So I don't know.
Well, maybe I'm out on him. But before I saw that,
a while ago. I don't know if he still doesn't watch film.
I think they're going to be really bad. So I would take the under on them.
Okay. Well, we're not there yet. So rein it in.
Didn't we start?
Well, yeah, but you just picked one at random.
Well, Arizona is the first team.
They're not listed alphabetically.
Oh, okay. I thought you were doing them alphabetically.
No, it looks like they're actually listed by like partially by win total because Arizona's at the bottom. So, okay. But it's not exactly by win total because
you can
some
see why I thought you started at the top.
Yes, but I didn't. Right. So don't care what we have to say about Arizona. Yet. All right, let's dive in. So
well, we did the Cardinals.
Check. It's going to be a really weird off. Out of order. I'll take the under two.
Yeah.
It's going to be really weird out of order, but here we're going to go. On this list, they have the Niners first at 10.5 wins.
So the Niners really getting a lot of love. Every list you look at this offseason, a lot of, by the way, NFL Top 100 is happening. I'm sure you're excited about that one.
I don't care.
I know. Do you think Devontae will be on it?
Probably not.
Yeah, I don't think so either. Yeah. AJ came in at 80. So he dropped 29 spots, something like that. But all right. So for the Niners, I think they're going to be very good this year. Like, they had pretty bad health luck last year. I think that the win in Philadelphia was impressive. I do think they're a big time team. Again, in like the Super Bowl, I don't trust Kyle Shanahan, but I think he deserves a certain floor. So What was it? Or am I guessing?
10 and a half.
Okay, 10 and a half.
Yeah, we don't time to do the guesses.
I'll take the over.
I'll take the under.
Okay.
They had injury issues because they've got a weird plant built next. And
it is an underrated thing.
Yeah, I think it's real. I totally buy into it.
People that went to the World Cup game there were tweeting pictures of it and saying how huge it is.
Yeah, I totally buy into it. This is like, they're probably a 10, 11 win team in my mind. They might be better.
That's probably why it's 10 and a half.
Yes. I'll take the under. All right. The Ravens are at 11 and a half. I don't get it. I don't get it.
I mean, new head coach, new offense coordinator. Their defense was bad last year. Now they have a good defensive coordinator. Declan Doyle, offensive coordinator. I'll take the over. I don't think their division is going to be very good. Like, I'm not in on the Bengals, as we'll find out later. And the Steelers and the Browns, I don't think will be very good at all. So I think they'll rack up wins in the division that they didn't last year. I would take the over.
Yeah, I'm torn again.
Contract year for Lamar.
So if it's like, so it's 11 and a half at most books, but it's plus money. It's 10 and a half at one book at minus money. I'd rather bet the minus money at 10 and a half because I think they're probably around 11. But I agree with you. If I have to choose, I'll take the over, mostly based on the competition. But I do think the Ravens, like, I think they'll probably win 12 games and then lose in the playoffs. That's what, you know.
Yeah. I would like to see Lamar make a run one year.
Sure. I mean,
I like Lamar.
I don't have anything against him, but it's like, I'm not like rooting for Lamar. Yeah, I don't really
Baltimore's
care.
A good sport.
Like, I'd rather see Josh Allen win than, I mean, the Bills. I'd rather see the Bills win than the Ravens. The Ravens have two Super Bowls in my life.
I agree.
Lifetime.
I'd rather see the Bills.
Yeah. You know me. I always vote for the sore luck loser franchises and fan bases. All right. Patriots. So look like it opened at 10 and a half. It looks like it's at 9.5 at most books now.
Mike Vrabel was at Taylor Swift's wedding. With his wife.
Mike Vrabel was at Taylor Swift's wedding along with everyone else. The 1,300
really did seem like a lot of people got invited.
So many people. Yeah. What a nonsense. Like, whatever.
I'm going to have Ross Tucker on the pod if he was legitimately.
It seems like he was there. I mean, and Ross doesn't seem like the kind of person to tweet like that as a joke.
He's a funny guy, though. I could picture him.
But like, they were dressed up.
They could have been at another wedding.
I'll bet you they were there.
Okay. Well,
you just can't.
Next time he's on WIP, he has to be asked.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Okay. I think the Patriots are set for
disaster.
Yeah, I think it just coming off the Super Bowl.
Six wins.
Nah, six is low. But I will take the under on 10 and a half.
I'll take the under also. All right. Packers, 9.5. 10 and a half at some books, 9.5 at others, to be fair. 10.5 plus money, 9.5 under.
Jordan Love's a little like Jalen, and I feel like people are pretty divided on him. Now, Jalen's accomplished way more than Jordan Love. Jordan Love is really only.
Jordan Love is the all time one out of every three throws is amazing quarterback.
That's what I'm saying. But like, if you look at a lot of the advanced stats, he actually had a really good year last year, but I lived through it. I know he didn't have an amazing year last year.
I'm tired of stats. Honestly, I'm sorry. Advanced stats. It's like basketball, like the Jaylen Brown thing. Like, there's so much this effort. It's like, all right.
Well, I think what are we doing here? We've also probably gotten to a point where there's so many stats can be created that can't be explained super easily, where you can get them to say whatever you want.
Yes. And also, it's like, you know what? Like, chill. We're good.
Out on stats.
I'm a stats guy historically and stuff. It's just like, we support math. We've got enough. Like, for baseball, it's like, I don't need to know what X is.
But it is more information.
Sure. Again, I am fine with people having them and using them. I'm just saying, I don't need them.
Like, you don't need them.
Yeah. I'm good.
Right.
I'm not going to look at those stats anymore.
Yeah.
I'm good.
All right.
And I think with the basketball ones, a lot of them are just flawed. Like the on-off stuff and all that. Like, I mean, it's
there's
just
so much context.
Yes. It's like, it has to do with how good the backups are. The backups of the team you're facing when the backups are going against each other. Like, all these different things that are just like, you know.
Yeah. No, thank you.
I think what happened, baseball, because it is a sport that can be explained through stats. It is one-on-one matchups.
It's a little less subjective.
Other than fielding. It is much more objective than subjective. Yeah. Correct. So I think all these other sports do the stat thing too, but I don't think that you can explain it as much in the other sports as you can in baseball with stats. And I think we go too far with it. Like, I don't think the stats are as valuable in these other sports as they are.
I don't disagree.
As predictive as all that type of stuff.
Packers feel like it's really time for them to do something, you know, like, I almost said it, but
according to you, not a curse word, but bleeper, get off the pot.
Yeah.
I almost said it. I was this close to saying the word.
Yeah. I think it would be okay. But, so I'll go, what was it? It was 10 and a half again.
It was nine and a half or 10 and a half, depending on where you look.
Tough division. I think the Lions bounce back. I'm actually kind of in on Kyler in Minnesota. So I'll go the under.
Matt LaFleur doesn't go under though.
No, but the division's better probably than it's been, you know.
I would take the over at 9.5, the under at 10.5. I think they win 10 games.
Okay.
Seattle, 10.5.
I think they're going to have a Super Bowl hangover season. So
nine-win team?
Yeah, I'll go under. Although nine's pretty low.
I'll take it over. Again, it's a tough division. What a tough division, actually. You know what? I'll go under.
I also firmly disagree. We talked about this in the last pod. Like, best roster in football feels strong to me. I mean, I guess they have Jackson Smith and Jigba.
Well, they're third best.
They have an elite defense. Oh, yeah, you're right. My bad. That seems strong, but I guess it's fair.
But again, I think that's more an example of what I was talking about, where I think that a lot of rosters have holes, and everyone's looking for a perfect roster.
Big year for Sam Darnold.
Yeah, I would say last year was a pretty big year.
Well, I just mean if he's elite again this year, he will turn into
but
if he bounces, if he falls off,
I got you. That's a fair point. All right, Lions 10.5. A lot of 10.5s on you.
Dan Campbell's a bit on fraud watch.
Buddy.
If they're not good this year, like they were last year, if they don't make a playoff run, I think eventually you have to decide, like, you got to accomplish something before everyone just thinks you're an elite coach. So it was.
You've been waiting for this, haven't you?
What was it?
Chance to
everyone's right eventually. He's gonna be a great motivational speaker in 3 years. I'm gonna go with the over, though. I think they're pretty talented.
I do too. I think they win that division. I think they bounce the Bears back this year. Yeah, I think they win that division over the Bears. All right. The Eagles, 9.5 or 10.5, depending on where you look.
Any thoughts on the Eagles?
Yeah, I think they're gonna win at least 11 games. Take the over.
I'll go over too.
Stone cold over.
Yeah, but man, I don't feel as good about it as you do.
Stone cold. All right. Rams 11.5.
Over. I think they're just awesome.
Rams lover.
They're just awesome.
This is so weird for me. You've always been the other way with the Rams. Stafford, McVay, they won you over.
I mean, I got to give them credit.
I didn't see this coming, Tucker.
I would still take Nick and Jalen in long stretch, but it'd be tough.
Wow. Some of these lines are weird. All right. So I will take the over too. They're very good. The Chiefs 10.5 seems high.
Yeah, I mean, it's a lot of assuming Mahomes is going to be awesome. I'm going to take the under. I think Mahomes will take time. I think Kelce is.
I think they're in trouble. I think they're more likely to have a season like last year.
Yeah, Rasheed Rice, he's got a bunch of stuff going on. They traded Trent McDuffie. Like, I know they drafted a corner high, but he's a rookie. I feel like their magic has kind of run out a little bit.
I agree. What a run.
Yeah, the Eagles ended their, remember?
Tom Brady, yeah.
Week 2 or 3, they took away the.
Well, and then also the Super Bowl. Tom Brady can rest easy.
Yeah, I would say Mahomes did not pass him.
Well, not yet. I mean, probably won't.
Yeah.
All right. Bills 10.5.
I'm in on the Bills.
Me too. Stone cold over.
Like,
Stone cold over.
Awesome new stadium.
Stone cold over.
Just dumb. It doesn't have a roof, but whatever.
I might pick the Bills when the Super
Bowl. The flaw in the people that say is, well, Buffalo doesn't have a dome is snow doesn't go in the dome.
Yeah.
So like it's
and also they actually, I think, are cool with
that. Yeah, I agree.
We've been there. Like, they're actually, I think, they're all right with it.
They deserve it, too. Like, Philly doesn't have, like, the cold weather thing the way Buffalo does.
Yeah, we think we're cold weather people. Buffalo really are cold weather people.
I'll go over.
Stone cold over.
Yeah.
All right, Chargers. 9.5 or 10.5?
Under. Under. Wow. I'm out on the Chargers this year. I think Mike McDaniel's a bit of a fraud.
This might be our biggest disagreement. I'm out on them for the playoffs. I think they win, like, 11 or 12 games.
Really? So okay.
We can...
We'll track.
I think Chargers are going to be good this year. The Bears, your Bears, who you love so much.
My worry about the Bears is it's
your favorite coach, Ben Johnson.
Yeah. And Caleb Williams, I think, is unbelievable.
That throw in the playoffs was legitimately one of the great plays I've ever seen.
Now there's the Madden curse to consider.
I don't care about that.
Well, it is a thing. I mean, wasn't Mahomes? Who was on it last year?
Yeah, but that's been.
Saquon. And he had to.
But there are people who've been on it who've had great years. This is not like a one to one thing. Like,
the track record is way higher.
I think this is nonsense.
If you don't believe in those things.
I don't believe in the Madden curse. I don't believe in those things.
Do you believe in curses?
No. I believe I will be superstitious just cause, but like, I do not actually believe in curses. I do not believe in like jinxes. I pretend to believe in jinxes, but I don't actually. And I certainly don't believe in curses for sure.
It's a strong take on curses.
Do you believe in curses?
I think there's something to it.
You pretend to believe?
No, I'm saying like, I will do the thing where it's like, I will. If I were a baseball player, I wouldn't step on the line just to not tempt fate, but I wouldn't be doing it because I truly believe it'd be because
a little part of you does.
The point is, it's more just like, why not is my thing, but it's not like if you ask me
why risk it?
But if they said like, you have to choose believe or don't, I'd be like, fine, I'll step on the stupid line. Like, I don't care. You know what I mean?
It's time for you to prove it.
I don't think there is.
If you don't believe it, no one's
forcing me to.
Would you be okay if Jalen was on the cover of Madden?
Sure.
Well, yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. You would risk it.
I don't care. Yeah.
So you would.
I don't believe in the Madden girls. Yes.
Okay. So say you, if Jalen.
I said yes.
So
yes.
Jalen said to you, I should be on Madden.
I go
you would
for
have
it.
No hesitation.
Go for it, big dog. Don't care.
I think Saquon will probably be like, don't.
Well, that's Saquon's fault.
Anyway, Caleb's on it. Matters to me. But I do think he's awesome. 9.5 seems low to me.
It does.
I guess I take the under just because it feels like
I do too. Yeah, the juice is like on the over. Yeah. It's not good.
Yeah.
Not looking good for the Bears. Betting wise. All right. Texans also 9.5.
Texans are pretty irrelevant in my opinion. Like just good enough to matter. I think people are being a little harsh on CJ Stroud. I'll go under. Though.
I'll take the over. Okay. Feel good about them. Broncos also 9.5. A lot of that. That seems
I think the Broncos awesome. Are awesome. Assuming Bo Nix is okay.
That just seems low.
Yeah, agree.
Like especially when the next one, and we'll get to it, but the Bengals are 9.5 or 10.5 at Plays.
Oh, well, dude.
How are the Bengals higher than the Broncos? So over on the Broncos, under on the Bengals.
Okay. Here, let's move
you
on.
You got a Bengals thing you want to do?
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
I think Joe Burrow is the new Justin Herbert in the way where like.
Well, he's been to a Super Bowl.
He has been, but it was one time. Mm-hmm. Like he's been on one legitimate playoff run. I guess maybe did he lose an AFC championship game?
Yes, no, two. He lost. He's been to two.
Yeah, so he won one and lost one. Yes. Right? Hasn't been in the playoffs in a few years. They have a losing record, like with him as a quarterback for the last 3 years. And I'm including games he doesn't play in because I think those matter when you talk about players' availability. The Dexter Lawrence thing, I think, was like a horrendous trade. I could not be more out on the Bengals. I think like Joe Burrow will not be a Bengal a year from now.
That might be true, but I think Joe Burrow is good. I think you're wrong.
But he won't be good this year and not be on the Bengals.
Maybe, I don't know. The Bengals are cheap.
Well, they win 13 games. He's already under contract.
I took the under. I'm saying Joe Burrow could have a good year on the Bengals and they could win 9 games or something.
So,
or 10 games.
I think it's getting hard for me to be like Joe Burrow's awesome when they don't win games.
I get it. Yeah. I think Joe Burrow's good, but I get your point.
I think he's good. I agree. I think he's good. I don't think he's a top 5 quarterback.
Yeah.
So I'll take the under.
Okay. I'll take the under, but I disagree with you on Burrow. All right. The Jags are 9.5 or 8.5 some places.
I'll go over. I think
the Jags are good. I think that's actually like a disrespectful situation. Line. Yeah. Bucks 8.5.
I think the Bucks are sinking. Like
I was going to go under too.
Yeah, Baker thing seems weird to me. I think Todd Bowles in his last.
I agree. I think it's gone. Things aren't right there.
They have a new offense coordinator, which is tough. So I'm going to go.
They lost Grizzard the Wizard. All right. Pittsburgh 8.5
under. Mike McCarthy wins games.
Oh, I forgot. Mike Tomlin's not there anymore. I'll go under too.
Yeah,
but I was about to say Mike Tomlin always goes
Mike
over
McCarthy
that.
McCarthy and Aaron Rodgers.
I forgot. Yeah,
in the year 2026, like I'm good.
Minnesota 8.5 also.
Imagine saying 10 years ago.
Oh, I'm with you. I'm with you. It's unbelievable.
For the first year too, together.
Unbelievable.
Minnesota. Right. Yeah. I'm in on Kyler. 8.5. I think Kevin O'Connell's good. I think I'm gonna go over.
I'll go under.
Okay.
I'm not in on Kyler.
Really? Kyler's good, man.
He's fine. I do think he'll be better with Kevin O'Connell. I agree. But I'm just,
he'll be in, like, this will be a good test year for him.
It's a tough division. They're the worst team in the division.
I think
they win 7. I don't think they're horrible, but I don't think they're good enough. All right. Colts 7.5 or 8.5, depending on where you look.
Under. I think going back in on Daniel Jones.
Man, what a disaster. What a mess. Your guy, Chris Ballard. That guy's not very good.
Yeah, my guy. What an all-time fraud.
You've always been a big supporter.
I will say this though.
You support him. You've always said what a great general manager he is.
Yeah, new listeners.
And now this is what we're seeing.
I'm not surprised. At least nobody talks about him still. Like he's a good GM. Like you don't hear about him anymore. Like he's fallen.
That
off.
Was a real passion project for you.
I was right about that one. People love to ring up when I'm wrong. I was dead right about that one.
You were dead right about Chris Ballard. You nailed that one. All right. Dallas, either 8.5 or 9.5, depending where you
I'm
look.
Going over, man. Yeah. I think the Cowboys are going to be good. They have a great offense. Last year, like, their defense was historically bad. Like, I think they will be better. Schedule's much tougher this year.
Yeah, this tough schedule. I think they're right around 9. So I'll take the under, but I don't feel good about it. I'm not taking the over with Dallas, but I don't feel good about it. All right. Washington is 7.5 under.
Under.
Yeah, so I think they're going to stink.
Talk about just.
By the way, the Brandon Ayuk thing, like, not good.
Well, it doesn't seem like he's going to be on the team.
No, I don't think so either. But just like the.
Yeah, no, I agree. Yeah, like,
not great.
Yeah.
And but did you see the old Jake Daniels thing in him too?
Yeah, they're like going back and forth.
Have fun on the unemployment line.
Right? Yeah. He's really, it's sad to see from afar. Like he has wrecked his career.
Yeah. Wrecked it. Yeah.
Like, completely wrecked it.
A few years ago, he's like a legit.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know.
He's worked his way out. The Eagles wouldn't even sign him.
No.
Like he's not like a reclamation project.
No, he's like, you can't have him on your team. Yeah. Okay. What do you think about Washington? We haven't really talked about it. We talked a lot about the Giants.
I think they're going to suck.
Yeah.
I think they're old. I think Jane Daniels.
What about
Jane
Daniels? I was about to ask.
I like Jane Daniels, but he is slender and like he was hurt last year.
You just have to remember not to overreact to rookie seasons with quarterbacks. I say this all the time. Yeah. No one likes to listen to me. Jackson Dart, just remember it. I'm just throwing that out there.
I think, yeah. Yeah.
Jaden Daniels was rookie quarterback we've ever seen.
I'm also not a big Dan Quinn.
I'm not either, yeah. But I don't think he's bad. All right. New Orleans, 7.5.
Under.
Over.
Disagree.
Shuck, baby.
Yeah, nah.
Shuck.
It is funny.
Tyler Shuck.
His last name is Shuck, and that's what you do to oysters, and that's what New Orleans is known for. Something to think about.
Kind of known for oysters. Yeah.
I think they're known for oysters. I guess po' boys more.
Yeah. I think there's
but they definitely eat a lot of oysters.
Though. Sure. Oysters are a thing there. All right. Your.
Oh,
New York Giants.
Like, what team is that? What do you have to say with the over?
7.5.
I think
you just take the over.
I think over.
Stone cold under. The overration
is of John Mike Tomlin.
Overration is not a word, and I'm saying it. The overration of John Harbaugh. I like John Harbaugh.
We're talking about different levels here.
I'm the one who defended John Harbaugh for years as a leader of men.
We're talking about different levels. I don't think they're going to win a playoff game.
I think he will make them competent. I think they're still going to be bad this year. I think as an organization, they will start to function better, but I still think they're a 5 or 6.
So I think they were 1-8 in one score games last year. That normally falls to the median.
I just think Jackson Dart's not going to be good. I think he's going to get hurt. I think he's not going to be good. Tucker, where are you on Jackson Dart? I like asking Tucker his thoughts now.
He's spunky. I don't think he's really that good.
I agree.
I think the Giants will be better because they don't have a laughing stock as a head coach.
Spunky.
I mean,
I don't think they have much talent on offense. Defensively, I think they'll be pretty good.
Yeah, and like their offensive line will be better. I think they were considerably better with Dart last year, just to the eye test. If you don't want to be like a stat guy, when he got in there.
I think he was fine last year. I think that the way he plays is not going to...
Also, the bar is super low.
The bar is super low. And also,
37-year-old
I don't
James
think he
Winston.
Can play that aggressively in the NFL and survive the way he plays quarterback. And then on top of that, I think he's not someone who reads defenses. I think once the league adjusts, which they do every year with a rookie quarterback, and they step back and we're like, oh, look, he's not CJ Stroud, Jaden Daniels, blah, blah, blah. Like, we have so many examples of this where we're like, that guy's awesome. And it's like, oh, maybe he's not. So I really expect Jackson Dart to struggle.
I saw Jameis Winston outside Independence.
Love Jameis Winston. He might be the most likable football
player. Very likable.
Yeah.
Fun guy.
You say he was interviewing the Constitution?
Interviewing the Constitution. Yep.
That's a document.
Yeah. Well, it was a human dressed as the Constitution.
Oh, okay. That makes more sense.
Yeah, it was a birthday cake.
All right. Yeah. There we go. All right. Tennessee, 6.5.
Serious note for a second. The Chris Johnson thing is one of the more upsetting things.
So
like
sad.
Watching that, like just
so sad.
Yeah. In terms of the over under, I mean, I like their coaching staff a little bit compared to what it's been. Like, I don't think Saleh and Dable are going to win a Super Bowl together.
I like Saleh.
I do like Cam Ward. So I'm going to go over. Did you even say what it was?
6.5.
Yeah. Oh, well, no, I'll go under that.
Yeah, I'm definitely going under. 6.5.
Yeah, they're not going to say
they're winning
that
three more games in the last
year. I think 6 wins would feel good for them.
Yeah, so that's high. Atlanta, 6.5.
Ooh, that's low.
7.5 in some books, actually.
Okay.
I'm going to go over.
I'll go over 6.5.
I think the Falcons win that division.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm in with you on that.
All right. Cleveland, 6.5. Stone cold under.
All right.
As far under as you can go. They might win 2 games. You're in on the Browns. Is this where
we're going? No.
He was about to say it. No.
I'm going to be clear that I do not think he will be actually very good. I do wonder if a little bit we're underestimating the chance Deshaun Watson somehow bounce.
Like, oh, I forgot
a little bit. Like, he's healthy now. He didn't play all last year.
You really love to spin back the other way.
What I am is I don't say to the extremes. I sit in the middle. So like, I do think it's true. People say that about me. Like, I do think, what was it?
6.5.
I mean, under that, but I think there is a world where
5.5 in some books. I think it's under both. I think they win 3 games.
I think there's a chance at the end of the year we're saying Deshaun Watson is like the 23rd best quarterback in the league. Now he's, you know, unplayable.
I think they win like 3 games. I think they're horrible. And I think he's horrible.
Would you rather have Shador or Deshaun Watson?
Neither.
All right.
I'd rather fold up my franchise.
Tucker?
I'd rather have Shador if I had to. I'd rather have Shador.
Shador or Deshaun Watson?
I don't believe in him.
Shador.
Yeah.
I think he costs about 120.
And I just don't want to root for Deshaun Watson. Like,
yeah,
I'm good on that. All right. Panthers, 7.5 or 6.5?
Under. I think they're going to fall off. I don't like the Jalen Phillips signing for them. Bryce Young's still small.
That's still a low number. I think they get to 7.
Yeah, but I think it's saying something.
It is. I'm torn on that one. All right. Vegas, 6.5 or 5.5? Under.
Mendoza's interesting in his rookie year. I agree. I agree with you. Yeah.
The Jets, 5.5. Under.
Yeah.
Stink.
For sure.
Arizona, we
it
already
is funny
did.
How Geno's good everywhere besides New York. So like, he goes there and he's immediately like
the
arrested
last
for
one
over
is Miami is 4.5 under.
Who's their quarterback? Oh, Malik Willis.
They're gonna be bad. Oh, that Malik, you like Malik Willis.
They got Petullo.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, never mind.
I'm going over. Four and a half. That's not, I mean, that's they're not like Cardinals bad.
No, it's a really low number. I agree. All right, let's get to final thoughts, my friend.
All right. Cupboard, the word.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
I think one of the more deceiving words. Like, you know. You know how cupboard spelled?
C-U-B-B-A-R-D.
Nope.
It's cupboard. I knew that.
Crazy.
Yes.
Crazy.
C-U-P board. I did know that.
Isn't that wild? Like, how many cupboards are holding cups?
No, that's a good point.
Not many.
I think a lot. Because
I view cupboard as more like not where silver.
But it is, though. Like, a cupboard is a... Is that like it
but
is?
But it's also not a board. I guess you're staying there. Is that where they get
called,
boring
like,
from?
In the cupboard. Get it out of the cupboard.
Yeah, but...
I think cup
board, like we're
cup, the actual definition.
Cup is in the word, right?
Yes.
And then board.
I would say where we keep our cups is a cupboard.
Also, I think deceivingly hard word to spell. Cause I do think to your point, it would be spelled C-U-B-B-A-R-D. I should have known that.
All right. So it's an enclosed piece of furniture, small, built in a wall closet with doors primarily used for storing or displaying household items. Yeah, it's not perfect.
It's not really
like a closet.
Household item. Yes. And also remember the movie from back in the day, The Indian in the Cupboard?
Of course.
That was a great movie.
Ever forget the classic.
Like,
I remember the book.
I remember the movie.
It sounds racist. Is it?
Well, I mean, it's from a different time.
Yeah, like, I was hesitant to say the word. Well, yeah. I don't, whatever.
No, it's the name of the book.
Yeah,
it's okay.
It's a great movie.
The Native American in the Cupboard, yes. If you want to say that.
But
yeah, it's a great, it's
what
a book.
Doing
what are you talking about movie? It's a movie, but like, you didn't read the book first.
Well, I'm saying I know it as a movie.
But the movie wasn't around when I was a kid, it was just the book. Like, there was no movie.
All right, the book.
Thank you.
I watched the book. It was good.
It's good.
Disney did a great job with it.
Okay.
But I don't think it was a furniture. I don't think he was coming out of like the plates and cups and stuff. I feel like I remember him coming out of like the medicine cabinet, but maybe I'm wrong.
Yeah.
But yeah, cupboard. I feel like just we should all, it would be interesting if we could decide as a society that words are spelled different now.
Well, that's history. I mean, they do that. Like,
when's the last time we changed the spelling of a word?
When, like 1800s. So like there's actually a really interesting video I just watched about this, where in the 1800s, they basically made the New American Dictionary, essentially.
Interesting.
The like, whichever one, Webster.
Man,
the Webster
being the person that had to type out the dick or write
the
out
Webster
dictionary.
And that's where they got rid of like the use in color and stuff like that. You know what I'm talking about? Like in British, you know, like it's like the word color has a U in it.
Yeah.
They got rid of that in the 1800s. And Webster got rid of that stuff. And that's when they changed over to more American English.
I think
in the 1800s.
I should be in charge of the dictionary.
I don't think
I think I'm a good common sense dictionary person. Okay. Like 12th. We've been over this. Spelled insane with an F in there.
Well, it's how it sounds. 12th.
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 Yeah. No, but I'm saying like everyone says it 12th. Like there's a T, you know what I mean? Like no one goes 12th.
I go 12th.
I don't think you do.
12th.
I think in this instance you would. I think on 12th. Air you would say 12th.
12th. 12th.
Tucker, say the word.
12th.
Yeah, no F.
I said 12th.
Cupboard. Like, think about it. Cup is not
cupboard.
In the word cupboard.
It's a cupboard.
Yeah.
That's what I like to call it.
It's a board of cups.
All right, Tucker, let's get into this.
Okay, let's chat.
So have you seen Toy Story 5 yet, Elliot?
Obviously not.
Horrible job.
Well, I'm not going to a movie theater.
Why?
I do want to see it. We've been over this.
Movie
Kristen doesn't
the best.
Like to go. I know, you like movie theaters. Kristen,
I adore movie theaters.
I know, Kristen does not. Which is a big, you know, generally don't do things Kristen doesn't like. We do things together.
She doesn't like movie theaters? Why?
We had a bad experience.
She likes concerts. One bad experience ruined it.
I am with you on this. I'm just letting you know the battle I'm fighting.
So this, okay, well, it's good to know, I guess. At least I can't blame you for that.
I'm also not huge into movies, but like I would be more into good. Like I would have seen Obsession in the movie.
Okay.
It's out on streaming now, though, so we can watch it.
Yeah, it's way better in the movie theater.
I find it hard to believe with that movie, but okay.
All movies. Any movie is better than the movie theater. It's meant to be watching a movie theater. Like they're all better there. Whether or not you want to go, the process of going, the comfort, I get it. But like the experience of watching the movie is better. The sound is better. The screen is bigger. You're not on your phone.
Unless people are talking.
It's really rare. I know you had that experience. Yeah. Like usually movies, you know, people are not talking throughout the entire movie. That's a rare occurrence.
Spike would disagree with you on that.
Yeah, I don't know.
Spike's a big, loves a movie theater, hates it every time he goes guy.
Well, Spike is also someone who is likes to complain about everything going
on. He does.
You know, he's not one to be like, I had a wonderful time at the movies. Yeah. No, I got to complain about something. So, all right. So Tucker, let's get into this.
Okay.
So I, unlike Elliot, actually did some work to be
able
I'm
not
to,
ranking here. Like,
I know.
Yeah. I'm listening to you two. Yes, yeah. I haven't seen 5. Like I can't.
I went back and watched Toy Story 2. That was the one I had not seen in the longest time.
It's fantastic, isn't it?
It's pretty great.
It's really great.
It's by far the funniest of the Toy Stories.
Which is why I think Toy Story 1, I went back before the fifth one. I watched the first four. The first one, so many of the jokes are just Mr. Potato Head getting blown up and like all his parts going everywhere.
I think the first one, it's you have to accept the ingenuity of it and the idea. It's not as good as two.
No,
or three,
but like I can
five.
See why the physical gags like that felt so original mind-blowing at the time.
Well, just the concept. I mean, we've talked about this, but just the creativity of the idea to begin with and the executing on it is all-time great creative idea and executing on the idea. I mean, toys being alive. Like,
yeah.
Every kid has that thought. Every kid treats their
toys.
I
mean, again, Toy Story is the most important movie of all time.
It's up there.
It created Apple, and nothing has changed the world more in some many ways than the iPhone.
It's a great take.
Yeah,
it's a great take. Okay, so Toy Story 2 is really funny. Mm-hmm. It's not as emotional as some of the others.
I would agree with that.
It doesn't have the same like emotional weight of the others, but I also think it was the great use of those other, like, I think as the movies go on, and partially because like Don Rickles died and stuff like that, but like that's the best those characters get. The Wallace Shawn might be the MVP of Toy Story 2. Wallace Shawn is the dinosaur. He is so funny.
I love Rex.
The noise he makes when they go into the toy store and he sees the magazine of how to defeat Zurg, and he goes like, it's honestly one of the best noises I've ever heard. And honestly, the joke, the no, I'm playing catch with my dad, go long, son, is among the funniest things I've ever seen in a movie, period. Full stop. I like that joke is as good as jokes get.
The callback to that,
yes,
and
the
fifth
and five
one
is,
was the, like, I thought the fifth one was very funny. Survived. That by far was the most perfect joke.
The Zurg joke in 2 might be the best joke in all.
So I've heard in Toy Story 5, they don't play the Taylor Swift song until the end.
It is,
yeah, it's the credit song.
It's a credit song.
Shocking. I feel like that was a huge opportunity to be an emotional moment in the movie. It's a great song. Like, she nailed
it. Played at the end. Yeah.
But it's not like a.
Well, you don't need it. You got emotional movements without it.
Well, yeah. I'm just saying, I think it'd be.
You didn't see the movie.
No, I know. I would like to see it
maybe,
in the movie.
Maybe watch the movie before you comment. It hits hard at the end. Maybe watch the movie before you comment.
My sister saw it and said she wishes it was.
Yeah, I don't care about the Taylor Swift song. I actually was a little disappointed it wasn't the Randy Newman song, but I know Randy Newman worked with her on it, so I'll take that. But
I thought she crushed that song.
It's a fine song.
Yeah, I think it's a great song.
Yeah, it's not as good as You Got a Friend in Me.
Well,
so.
Yeah, of course.
I mean, right, that's the point. Yeah. So it wasn't as good. Now, I will say in 5, they did a really cool thing where when Woody shows up, they tease You Got a Friend of Me, they do a little like and it's like, oh, that was really cool you did that. Yeah. But like, I was disappointed to not hear You Got a Friend of Me, whatever. I will say, I think the cool thing about 5 is that they made it a girls movie, which is very, very cool as the father of a daughter.
And there's a lot more human interaction in 5.
The humans are part of it, like Bonnie and Blaze are a real part of the story.
Do they talk to the humans?
The toys don't, but no, like it's more a story, I mean, yeah, about the is, humans, yes, growing up than the toys.
Exactly.
Their
the
own
first four are not really about, like, 3 has like Andy saying goodbye to the right. toys as part of it, but like they're not really, the movies are about the toys. The fifth movie is about Bonnie, yeah. You know, so it is, and it's Jesse is the main character. It's not Woody and Buzz.
Jesse is the
main toy character yeah. in Toy Story 5. It's not Woody and Buzz.
And that's what I think they've done really good at is transitioning.
I totally agree.
From the original toys. Then you add Jesse and yep. Bullseye in 2.
I agree.
You do.
And, well,
and then
you
add the ones in 3.
And even Barbie shows up in 2. There are a few others that are in 2 for the first time.
Like the fact that they keep adding and you can kind of rotate.
That
the
was
cast.
The thing too with 2. I didn't realize how much 2 and 5 go hand in hand because it has the Jesse backstory. Mm-hmm. You have all that. Like, it's really sets up 2. I feel like sets up 5 more than any other movie.
Did you know 3 was originally supposed to be made without Pixar?
What?
How?
So apparently when Disney and Pixar did their deal together, the last movie on that deal was Cars. So after Cars, Disney was allowed to do whatever they wanted.
Wow.
So they developed their own script for Toy Story 3.
Wow.
In which Buzz gets recalled and gets sent to Taiwan.
There's
and all the
no
all
way.
The toys
good thing that
go
they
to Asia to try and rescue Buzz and bring him back.
Good thing they didn't because
and Woody's a little racist in it.
That's all weird. Right. Well, Toy Story 3 is the best movie ever made. So not just the best anime movie.
But
maybe
I think
the
that points to
made.
John Lasseter and what Pixar actually does well is the fact that they've made 5 of them and each of them kind of stand up on their
own.
They're
all masterpieces. And I really do think it's like a first trilogy. And I think when they make another, the next, it's like really the Bonnie
trilogy.
So
even though I think
2
is better than 3, I think 3's ability to kind of turn it and switch into what we've got in the last two, I think is
with the transition. Important. So yeah, I think I would go 3-2-1. 5-1 kind of close, and then 4 is the but man, again they're all masterpieces.
Toy Story 4.
I love Toy Story. Yeah, it's right, just not as good as the others. It's because it has the like it has it's not as funny as 2, and it doesn't have as much emotion. It's like the least of both. Like it has the least emotional weight and it, the least funny.
You won't like this, but do you think they'll ever make like a live story, like a live human I would, version?
No, they can't. It's yeah. too hard.
Well, they did one of the Jungle Book.
I know, but how do they do it with toys? Like all the main characters are toys.
Computer animate them.
They're already computer animated.
But the humans will be real humans.
There aren't like enough humans in it. There's no humans. There's like,
you just said this last one.
In this one, yeah. There is. Yeah, there are a couple humans in it, but it's not like the main story is still the toys. Like you would have to, the vast majority of the movie would be animated with just a little bit of human in it. I don't think it'd be worth it.
I think it's a money making opportunity.
I don't think it is. I don't think it's worth it in that case.
You see it?
No, I don't see Toy Story. I don't watch any of the, I don't like any of the, I won't watch the Moana. I won't watch any of that. Like I've got the original. I don't need the live action one. I'm good on that. I'm out on
it's anime. Important for people to have value.
Is something I care about. I feel strong. I think it's a money grab.
Every time I see the Harry Potter commercial,
I think they're money grabs. There's no reason to do it. I think it's nonsense. So yeah, I'm not going to see it. I'm good on that. But
I'll be surprised if they make it.
So my issue, they won't make a live action. I feel pretty confident. My issue with you is you're ranking a 3. Why do you have 3 ranked so low?
So what did I have 3 ranked?
Third. I think third.
I think I went 2-1-3-5-4.
Yes.
And I think honestly, if I had to go back, I would probably switch 3.
What's
and
the
one.
Consensus?
Okay. All right, I can accept 3 as 2, even though it's the best one. I can accept.
I think
that.
2 is still my
favorite.
I think
my 3 favorite. Is magic. I think
1. I look back on it and think like, well, that's the original. It has to be the
best.
Yes,
but it doesn't. Necessarily.
I would say that doesn't necessarily ring true.
I agree with you. I think at the end of the day, like 3, it's just like when they're in the trash compactor thing or whatever it is. And like,
I remember that. And they're like,
they're all locking arms and stuff. Like that is like the most emotional moment in all the movies by far. And then it follows with the freaking Andy doing the like, thanks guys. Before you go, like, it's like, I'm like bawling my eyes out, like bawling, like not just crying, like, but sitting there like a wreck. Just like, cause it's beautiful. It's amazing. It is such, and it's great filmmaking. The Toy Story movies are amazing.
I think it's fun to cry.
I will say the ending of 5, without giving anything away, is the first one that doesn't feel like a definitive ending.
I agree with that.
Oh, well, they'll make sex.
Oh, they'll make sex.
Yeah, but like, obviously, like, never the way 3 ended felt like a definitive ending of that story. The way 4 ended with Woody leaving the rest of the gang felt like a kind of definitive ending.
Spoiler.
Came out like 7 years ago.
Still spoiler.
Oh, by the way, the bald spot in 2. I had forgotten about that. That's a fun little throwback too.
It'd be crazy if they
that scene. By the way, sorry to interrupt. That scene with the I guess Dollmaker, whatever that old guy is who's cleaning him, is an unbelievable animated scene. Like that is magic.
Yo, he's reused from a previous Pixar short.
Really?
There's a Pixar short that won the Oscar.
Freaking full
for
of it.
It's like the old man
this.
Playing chess.
I know
chess.
This. I know about this. Yes.
Yes.
And they just reused him in Toy Story 2.
He's great. It's really cool.
You think they'll get up to Toy Story like 37?
No, everyone's gonna die.
Well, the character certainly won't.
Tom Hanks will and
voices.
They'll be. They kind of already have.
Actually, for what it's worth, you can if they wanted to. They could use AI.
I don't do it.
But I think they'll like. I don't think they will.
I don't think they will either.
There's no reason to ever stop if people love them. Talented people can that are young now.
I don't think that because something is great, it should go on forever. I think there is something that to the end, something ending that kind of add weight to it and all that. So.
I don't disagree. But it'd be fun for future generations.
I
had
to get there on. Look, I will say, getting to go to see Toy Story 5 at the theater was it was magic. It was awesome. So especially it being about girls.
Imagine when you put Harry Potter on for the first time.
Yeah, not the TV show. Yeah. All right, we'll be back.
Yeah, I was gonna say that was your final thought.
That was my final. Yeah, we're done. All right, we'll be back next week. Thank you to Tucker for doing such a great job always.
Yeah.
All right, until then, he's Item James.